Opening night at the Georgia Southern Performing Arts Center was on Thursday, November 14, 2024, with the performance of Peter and the Starcatcher, a musical prequel to the iconic story of Peter Pan that audiences have come to know and love. This production marks the first collaboration and co-production by the Georgia Southern Theater Department and the PAC since before the pandemic. A cast of 15 actors played all the roles, both on and off stage. Back at the PAC, I am especially excited we are using our GSU faculty resources and utilizing our own student talent, shared attendee Gail Dismuke, small business owner of Eagle Creek Brewery and longtime season ticket holder at the PAC. Prior to the performance, a VIP reception was held, offering an elegant mix of great food and ambiance. The newly renovated President's Dining Room and Garden provided a beautiful setting, relaxed and sophisticated. The 40 guests included VIPs, donors, corporate sponsors, and key academic leaders like deans, directors, chairs and vice presidents. All enjoyed a savory and sweet menu, catered by Blue Tie Catering, with selections of Southwest egg rolls, spinach artichoke dip with pita triangles, fresh fruit and vegetable trays, cookies, brownies, and refreshing libations. Photo by Abby Hoeksema. The script reimagined the story of an orphan who embarks on an epic adventure to become Peter Pan, the boy who never grew up. The intrepid adventurers sailed the seven seas, visited fantastical islands, battled pirates, met mermaids, and uncovered the true magic of Neverland. Peter and the Starcatcher was directed by Lisa L. Abbott, director of theater, with technical direction by Sean Devine, musical direction led by Elizabeth Cassay, a Gretsch School of Music alumna, with featured Gretsch School students and alumni in the band. Kate Page provided lighting design and Margaret Riggs provided costume design, both of whom were nominated for Kennedy Center College American Theater Festival Design Awards. Abbott shared, "The show was a delight. The hard work of our student actors really paid off for an enthusiastic audience. I am very proud of the work of my actors and designers. It was great seeing so many family and familiar faces in the audience and back in the PAC." Photo by Abby Hoeksema. The magical performance of Peter and the Starcatcher comes to an end, but the memories will shine bright. Many of the 252 patrons and season ticket holders stayed to mingle with the talented cast, dedicated crew, and the wonderful audience, all eagerly anticipating the next collaboration in April 2025, The Country Wife, a production in the PAC's main stage series. One of my hopes for the PAC's future is for our season subscribers to embrace the programming of our students as part of our regular season. Our community is part of the True Blue Spirit. Giving them a platform to hone their skills and showcase their talents is something very special. The PAC embraces their training and experience to help soar beyond, Daniel Brown, PAC director, said. Mingling at the PAC, Michelle LeBlanc. Brown shared that he was excited to reignite this collaboration and feature both touring shows and the talents of Georgia Southern students. The PAC's mission is to support and enhance the educational programming of the university's entertainment and performance industry programs, including Georgia Southern Theater, the Fred and Dinah Gretsch School of Music, and the Department of Communication Arts, by facilitating the safe and instructive environment for future visionaries. Concluding, Brent W. Tharp, Ph.D., director of the Georgia Southern University Museum, affirmed, "The reception and performance were a wonderful way to kick off a new season and highlight the PAC's ability to connect the community with the talent of Georgia Southern students." For more information, please email PAC@georgiasouthern.edu.